بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of making mujahada, striving, and the reference is to striving in making nafal ibadat. We should try and do as much nafal ibadat as possible. With regard to that, we read the ninth hadith in which Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his night namaz. In the first rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam read about 5 1/4 suparas. And then in his ruku, he spent almost so much time. When he stood up, again so much time. In the first sajda, sitting, second sajda, also long. So it was a namaz like almost of the whole night. So with regard to that, there is encouragement for us that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whose position is so high by Allah, even without the extra ibadat, how much mustn't we strive? So we also, if we can't do so much, at least we try and make tahajjud after Isha, when we finish our Isha. The time of tahajjud starts and we'll get the sawab of tahajjud. And if we can, we try and get up for tahajjud namaz. And at least all the other namazes, try and make all the nafils. Not leave them out at Zohar time, Asr the 4 sunnahs, after Maghrib, Isha time, the nafils, we shouldn't leave them out. At least those we should try and make. And if Allah gives tawfiq of more Ishraq, etc., Awwameen, those namazes also we should make. So further explanation of that is, sajda is a posture of total submission and humility before Allah Ta'ala. And a greater expression of honor to Allah as compared to ruku. For all the postures of namaz are great, great postures. But however, sajda, it comes in the hadith, is the time when a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. And ruku is also a person becomes close to Allah. But sajda is much more when he goes right down on the ground and he puts his head on the ground. Normally a person thinks, because of my head, my brains, my mind, whatever I've achieved is because of this. But in sajda, he says that, Ya Allah, this is also nothing. In front of you, for you, it is nothing. And a person puts his head down on the ground. So the sajda is the most superior position. This is reflected in the difference between the tasbih recited in each of these postures. The tasbih of sajda contains the words Ala, Subhana, Rabbil Ala. That is the tasbih of sajda, which is an expression of greater honor than the word Al-Azim. In ruku we say Subhana, Rabbil Azim. So Ala is more greater than Azim. So because sajda is the greatest position, therefore that tasbih has been kept for sajda, which is the tasbih of ruku. In other words, the superior form of tasbih has been associated with the superior form or posture of submission. So our namaz also, if we have to think right from the beginning, to say Allahu Akbar, this is a great, great thing. This is the takbir-e-tahreema, the takbir by which we make everything else haram, and now we are standing in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that tasbih, takbir-e-tahreema is so valuable that it is like a person who has the kingdom of the whole world. Not the rulership, but the kingdom. That tasbih, the value of it is more than that also. The sum total of our iman is in namaz. If a person wants to see the quality of his iman, he must see the quality of his namaz. How much his namaz is correct, and concentration and devotion, so much his iman is correct. And how much a person's namaz is correct, so much his deen will be correct. And his dunya, his akhirat will be correct. And the sum total of namaz is the takbir. When we say Allahu Akbar, We should have full concentration that Allah is the creator, His commands are the greatest. We can sacrifice everything, but we can't sacrifice the commands of Allah. We can't forget and leave Allah. If that kind of a takbira tahrima, that is the value of it. Also, the takbira tahrima is like after winter, when the lands are dry, the grass has burned, blacks, people have burnt it, or it has turned grey and dry. But with the first rains, you can actually feel life is coming back. With takbira tahrima, life comes back to the entire creation. Every time a person says takbira tahrima, and takbira ula, to say the first takbir with the imam, the value of that is like 1,000 feet in front of one. All of gold and silver, spending it in the path of Allah, takbira ula is so valuable. And then the whole namaz, the stand and our thana, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, wa tabaraka smuka, these are the greatest words Allah gave us. Then Surah Fatiha, there is no surah as great as Surah Fatiha. Not in the previous religion, not in our deen. Surah Fatiha is the greatest surah that has been given. Then we read Quran Sharif, and then we make ruku. The whole namaz is so valuable. So we should try and understand our namaz and appreciate and value this great gift which Allah has given us. If we get a simple present from somebody, a little gift back, now as we're going out of the masjid, we are keen to open it and see what is inside. And according to what is inside, we will appreciate. Allah has given us the great gift back of namaz. And this is in Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala gave it. And how much do we appreciate this namaz? That gift, we'll look at it, we'll turn it around, look at it from this side, that side, we'll consider, we'll phone the person, tell him, Jazakallah, you gave me this gift, we'll appreciate it. Namaz, how much of what do we appreciate? So namaz, we must not just take our deen, and especially our namaz for granted. Appreciate it, a great gift from Allah, Tabaraka Ta'ala. Further, the minimum number of tasbihat to be recited and ruku and sajda is one. At Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for so long he kept on making, reading his tasbihat, almost as long as it takes to read 5 1/4 suparas. Almost so long in his ruku and his sajda he spent. So we should at least make our ruku not just up and down, but reasonably, and 3 times we should try and read our tasbih properly, not just rush through it. Read it nicely, concentrate on the meaning of it, and that subhana. Subhan means that Allah is pure of any defect, of any deficiency. Who is pure? Rabbi, my Rabb. Al-A'la, Al-Azim, who is the most high, who is the most great, We should understand that and say that tasbih with that meaning. Not just pass it off in unmindfulness. Just rushing. And we just say 1 tasbih, 3 tasbih, quickly. No, we should try and do it properly. In Salah, the surah should be recited in the order in which they are written in the Quran Sharif. However, if a person unintentionally does not abide by the sequence, it will not render the salah invalid. However, one should avoid not abiding by this sequence. We should read the Quran Sharif according to the sequence. Especially normally we read our last 10 surahs or so, most of us, according to how they are written like that. We shouldn't read a surah of afterwards before, and the surah of before afterwards. We should read it in that sweet sequence. Here in this namaz of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the first surah, Surah Baqarah, and then the third surah, Surah An-Nisa, and then the second surah, Ali Imran. So whatever reason, sometimes it happens like that, but normally if somebody reads like that by mistake, namaz is correct. And by mistake, it won't be even makruh or anything. Intentionally, we shouldn't change the order and the sequence of the surahs. But if it happens by mistake, no problem. Namaz is still valid. But we should try and read in the sequence. So here we are taught a great lesson how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his ibadat. We also should try and endeavor at least a little bit. We should be in that line. And if we can't, at least we should love it in our heart. And we shouldn't like discourage other people also. If anyone is making nafar, especially like for example the wife is making nafar, don't discourage her. Let her read. Where anyone else is reading, let them read. And we also should try and read. We shouldn't discourage people. Allah give us tawfiq. Then by nafal, a person becomes very close. And he becomes the favorite of Allah. And Allah protects him from gunas. Allah gives barakat in his life. Allah sees to all his work. He engages in nafal. And Allah sees to all his work. May Allah give us understanding and prepare and appreciate our deen and practice upon our deen fully.